Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Erev Shabbos. So Shishi of Naso is contains the korban of from Bayom HaShishi, the Nasi Livnei Gad El Yasaf Ben Duel, all the way through the Nasi on the Yom HaAsiri, the Nasi of Shevetan, Yachi Yazer Ben Amishadai. So what I'd like to try to do is actually reference some Rashis that appeared in the previous Aliyah, when we have the Korbanos of Nachshon Ben Aminadav and the Sanel Ben Suar, respectively, the first two Nasiim to offer Korbanos. And it's really fascinating within that context to note is the emphasis placed on, you know, sort of the universal nature of the Korban. In particular, the fact that this Korban Nedava, which includes a Chatas, which is a Horasha, we don't have a Chatas ever coming as a Nedava, as well as a Ketores, which is offered not in the Mizbeach Hazav, but in the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. So if you go through it, you have an Ola, right? Parachad, Ayilachad, Kebesachad, Benchnasoli Ola, Sirizim Echad, Lechatas. Then we have a 17 animal Shlamim. The Shlamim is massive. You have a Mincha, right? Kafachas, Asarazahav, Miliyah Ketores, a Ketores mixed in as well. And if you are willing to accept the basic equation that the Ramban appeals to, Kachatas, Ka'ashem, then we really have everything. We have an Ola, we have a Mincha, we have a Shlamim, we have the Ketores, and we have, you know, by extension of the Chatas, the Ashem. So the Mizbeach is, you know, brought into function with aspects of all of the Korbanos. But that's not the only universal dimension of the Korban. The other dimension, which is, you know, I think equally critical, is Rashi's quoting the Medrash that it's not just, you know, the Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov motif of Parachad, Ayilachad, Kevesachad, Benchnasoli Ola, representing in order, of course, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, but the reference to Adam Harishon and Noach as well, Shloshim Umeya Mishkala, being a reference to the time that Adam, of course, had Sheis. And then we have the oblique reference to Noach as well. You know, in terms of Noach having progeny when, you know, he was of an advanced age relative to the times. He was, you know, 500 years old. And so the inclusion of Adam and Noach within this framework, I think, is like particularly significant because this foreshadows the notion of Mishkan and Mikdash being of universal aspiration. Shlomo HaMelech and Sefer Melachim in Perek Ches, it talks about not just, you know, Bnei Yisrael being able to turn to the Beis HaMikdash, but, you know, Chol Bo'ei Olam, Halacha is, Mekavlin Olos, you know, Min HaNachri, Kivesi Beis Tfilah Yikarei, L'chol HaAmim. So it's one thing, you know, when it's in the framework of the Beis HaMikdash, but the Mishkan, it was, you know, the Jewish people were essentially isolated in the Midbar. But in a certain sense, the Mishkan had to contain within it the basic framework that was eventually going to give expression, obviously many, many, many years later, 479 years later to be exact, right? When Shlomo HaMelech puts up the Beis HaMikdash, so the germ, the basic unit, the atomic unit, if you will, of everything that would appear in the Mikdash actually has to, you know, already be present in the Mishkan. And so the universality of it, the inclusion, even by oblique reference, of Adam and Noach, 930 years of Adam, the 130 that he gave birth to Sheis, and likewise, you know, the reference to Noach, is all, I think, you know, extremely important and critical in terms of the aspiration of the Mizbeach. So we have here is, in summation, a triple universality to the Chanukah Samizbeach, right? A Nasi from each and every tribe in Klal Yisrael. Of course, Shevet Levi is a different story because, you know, they're the ones who are Avod Avodas Avodav Avodas Masa Be'olam Moed. So that's one dimension of universality to it. It's not like Nachshon, you know, just offered on behalf of all the Nasiim. Then we have every type of Korban, the Ola, the Mincha, the Chatas, the Shlamim, the Ketores, as well, and then we have the inclusion of universal aspirations, right? Adam, Harishon, and Noach, connoting, you know, the future notion of Kivesi based Tfilah Yikarei L'chol HaAmim.